Well, my beloved people, you are empowered to do extraordinary things, whether you never come back. If you come back, we're going to progress you. If you take home what learn you here, you blessed being, and you become the fire of your life, you become the fire of your life. And never let one day create you to become a victim. Not one day. You create the day. You look at the day and connect its unfolding to the awareness of inner thinking. When you identify it, I am certain you will change it, because now you're wise. Now it's in you. And so you go on. You even know how to bypass catastrophe. You know you're not helpless. You know, but the fire has to turn on, because it is only you with that divine will who is the true utilitarian of transformation. And so, what is a Christ? And what is a legendary master? The school is on its way to producing truly legendary people. Some you'll never hear about, except in the aftermath of the reality that you'll see that they did, and some you will. But those entities have built up a confidence in themselves. They rely on them. They have applied the tools and put it to the test, and it all worked, and they use it every day. Their passion is the future. Their passion is to master the disciplines and then see, in the broader context of reality, the world. How far can they see the world in their reality? You can only see the world in your reality. And if you're a caterpillar, you only see caterpillars and bushes and dangerous shadows from up above. If you're a butterfly, your perspective is completely different, and you can fly away. This, I say to you, is that indeed that the true master becomes so joyful, they sleep and leave their body with such splendor and inner joy. The security of who they are, it is not based upon the review of others. It's not based upon what their face looks like. It isn't based upon what their body looks like. It isn't based about how young or old they are. All of that are caterpillar days. They're in the butterfly days. And the more they work the reality, the more they belong to the future. And these are magical people. And one would say they're magical because they can do extraordinary things. They can see you and know what's about to happen to you because they have fine-tuned the future. They're not prophets by words. They are prophet by deed. And when you know they can see the future because they can show you how to do it, then they can see you. These are magical beings. So what emerges is that they continue to put themselves back into the crucible. They continue to fire, to bring the inner fire. They continue the challenge of being better, not status quo. They continue to fire their ignorance into knowledge, and once they get a hold of it, they know how to apply it. And the brain is mapping and mapping and mapping. And they're making those connections more and more and more. They are now accessing streams of consciousness that hitherto were only spiritual connotations, but without any real viable fact. They are factually proving them in reality. And the more reality they create, the more divine they're becoming. They live every day for the remarkable. They don't have a dim future at all. This is where the masters emerge from the great work. They can do every discipline that you are struggling to do or maybe don't do at all. They can do it all. And moreover, they see the future in anything that their mind lights upon, any people, place, thing, time, or event. Because it's so wired, nothing is hidden from them anymore. These are the masters that come out of work just like this. So the great work isn't a series of initiations. It's Stonehenge, or the Great Pyramid, or some other sacred place. For those are only artifacts to remind one, future generations, that it's within the being. The artifact is coming from the human being, that it's in you.